You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We do have the good pastor on the line to talk to us on our Ask a Pastor segment. Pastor Bright Manyepa joins us online. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Manyepa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Lovely, lovely, Mfundisi. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for taking our call. I do hope our call will be able to sustain until we get to the conclusion of your answer. Our question for today, Pastor, is, can someone be saved and still struggle with addiction? That's our question for today. Can someone be saved and still struggle with addiction?
Wow, that's a powerful question. That's a powerful question, and a tricky one as well. Because, you know, when we read the Bible says, if God can make you free, he can make you free indeed. You know, if the Son of Man can make you free, he can make you free indeed. You know, if you know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When you come to Jesus, you be a new creature when you're born again. You know, all those texts, they kind of go against the notion that when you are a believer, you will not sin. You know, you'll be transformed, kind of. But coming again to this reality that we are grappling with, which says that we were born, you know, in sin, and we grow every day. We grow in Christ because of those teachings and that belief that we hold so dearly. It now then entails that even if you are a new creature in Christ and you're a believer, you will still struggle, but you will be growing in your struggle. So I want to take that position to say that even if you are walking with God, you will fall sometime, and yet God will pick you up. So what's important is always to be closer to God. Even if you fall, pick yourself up and you walk. Just as Paul alluded to by saying, you know, I fall and I rise, you know, and I forget what has happened and move forward to the goal. So it's my belief that we as Christians, we fall sometimes, we struggle with addictions, even though we are walking with Christ. But we need to see growth.
I'm not sure if I understand the full measure of the pastor's answer. Is the pastor saying, yes, you can be saved and still struggle with addiction? Is that the answer?
It's a half yes.
I'm not quite sure I understand what a half yes is, Pastor. It's either you can or you cannot. I really would love to get a definite. Perhaps you could even point us to the scriptures to buttress the point you're making, Pastor.
Okay. You know, I don't want to be caught up in a position where I should be a judge. You know, where I should say these ones are not going to be saved and these ones are not. You know, because God loves us all. He loves us despite our addictions, yeah, our weaknesses, you see. God loves us. So the love of God and his grace, we can never out-sin his grace. So it depends with the one who's struggling with the addiction. That does he love God? How is the relationship with God? And does that person witness a growth in his walk with God?
Let me give you an example, Pastor. Say, for example, I am addicted to alcohol. I'm addicted to cocaine, heroin, mandrax, nyaupe, weed. All of those, I'm addicted to all of those substances. and I give myself to Christ this coming Sabbath, and yes. then as soon as I give myself to Christ, I get baptized. After getting baptized, I start living a Christ-like life. But yes. from time to time, I fall into the sin of drinking alcohol, of snorting cocaine, of smoking weed or marijuana, and swallowing mandrakes, all these substances, and inject myself with heroin from time to time. Will I go to heaven when Jesus comes?
Wow. I want to avoid extremes, but I want to use your words that you have given your life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, you must not be, you know, the Bible says, don't be like a dog, which goes back to its vomits, you know. So there are sometimes, you know, with these addictions, we sometimes expose ourselves, you know. We can decide to rehabilitate ourselves and overcome, you know. The fact that, you know, you have gone to church and you have started this journey,
right.
it shows that you can overcome this. Then there are those who are already affected, you know, those who are really struggling and they are affected by these things. And they are in a process of, you know, stopping these things. You don't stop overnight. You know, it's a process. So to those people, we need to give them hope to say that, you know what, in the process, you can be saved as long as you have given your life to God. The love of God is so deep and it's so strong. We can never out-sin God's mercy. We are never so rugged for God's love.
Yeah, so the question I was asking, Pastor, is...
As long as we are still alive, there is hope for us. So it's a yes for me.
So my question was, I agree with you that God loves us. My question was on salvation and going to heaven. Should Jesus return... As I am pushing heroin, injecting myself with heroin, drunk out of my skull from vodka, with traces of cocaine up my nose, and popping pills of Mandrax and all these other substances, high as a kite, drunk as a sailor, can't speak a straight sentence, walk in a straight line, can't stand up straight, and Jesus comes in that moment. Will I go to heaven?
Yeah. That's now tricky because, you know, we will be served by what we would, you know, what do you call this? When mercy closes, when the door of mercy closes, what position, what we will be holding in our hand, you know, what is it that we'll be holding? So when mercy shuts, and you know, Jesus will not appear, and mercy will shut before Jesus appear, you know, or mercy will shut when we die. So what do you die doing now determines your salvation. When mercy in heaven shuts, and you're holding on to a certain practice, then there is no salvation for you. But let's say it's now, as we are speaking right now, let's assume mercy hasn't closed in heaven. And someone is really struggling, is into these things. You know what happens with an addiction? An addiction is something that you are forced to do without, you know, your consent sometime. You know, that's an addiction. It's something that you do not deliberately, but you do it out of, to relieve yourself or to release yourself from pain, you see. So I leave that to God to judge and not for me to judge.
So I was hoping the pastor could give me very straightforward question. In that state, in that drunken stupor, in that moment, I'm crying, begging the Lord, please save me from this addiction. I can't stop. Lord, help me. And I'm busy drinking whiskey. I'm snorting this heroin and cocaine. I'm busy. I'm in it. But I'm crying as I am doing it. I'm crying, Lord, I don't want to do this. I can't handle this. Lord, help me stop. And Jesus comes. Will I go to heaven? My heart wants to stop it, but my body is deep in it. As it is written, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The question is, will I go to heaven? When Jesus appears, will I go to heaven?
You know, as Adventists, we believe that we will be saved by our characters. We will be saved by our characters, how our characters are. You know, character is the only thing that will take us to heaven. So, you know, it's what we are talking about right now is very deep. I'm afraid to be hard on people who are still alive and have hope of salvation. But you know, just like Paul say, you know, is it Thessalonians? First Thessalonians chapter 4, should be verse 3-5, whereby he says, you know what, we should put our bodies under control, you know. Let's strive for that. There is a thin line between weakness, you know, for someone who's just weak, who is not even putting an effort, a human effort, you know, to quit some things, you know, and just leave everything to prayer, but expose themselves. So there are some times when we as human beings have to put some effort as well in whatever we are doing, you know, but when it's deep addiction, there is a difference. There is a difference, you know, between those who do things, who sin willy-nilly, and those who sin because of sickness.
So what is the direct answer, Pastor? Will I be saved? Will I go to heaven when Jesus comes?
The direct answer is drunkards will not enter heaven. That's a direct answer. Drunkards will not enter heaven, you know. Adulterers will not enter heaven. And, you know, even homosexuals will not enter heaven. Those are direct answers. But there are those who are in those situations who are under the influence of my voice right now, who are also struggling to quit because they love God and they want to go to heaven. To those, I'm saying, there is hope. There is hope in Christ, only if they believe.
So if I am still struggling with addiction, I will not be saved because drunkards will not enter heaven.
Well, that's why I said, you know what, this discussion is very, very difficult because God gave us again another warning not to judge, you know, not to judge motive, not to judge.
No, for now, our question is for the person, the individual, Pastor. This is me, the addict, Naya, who is addicted to heroin, who is addicted to cocaine, who is addicted to nyaupe, who is addicted to marijuana, who is addicted to prostitutes, who's addicted to all sorts of highs. Mm-hmm. But I love the Lord. You'll find that maybe I'm an elder of the church. Maybe I'm a pastor of the church. Maybe I'm a deacon of the church. I serve. I love the Lord. I am always serving the Lord to the best of my ability. But sometimes, just before I go up to the pulpit, I have to snort a little bit of heroin to give me that edge. Because I want to preach for the Lord in a right way. I just not just a little bit of heroin. Sometimes I
No.
Pour some gin, some brandy, just to warm me up and give me some confidence. Then I go and preach hard. And preach hard for the Lord, because I love the Lord.
No. There is a very big difference here. There are those who sin willy-nilly, you know. There are those who sin willy-nilly. And there are those who take advantage of God's love and God's mercy.
No. We're not talking about those, Pastor. We're talking about those who are struggling. They are struggling with these substances.
No, I wanted to answer where you said that person is serving somebody.
Yes.
You know, and they are making these public sins. You know, there's a difference.
No. We're not talking about public sins, Pastor. When he drinks it or he snorts it or whenever he does this thing that has got him on a chokehold, whenever he is giving in to this substance, it's not public. He's ashamed of himself. He's ashamed of this sin. He wants to keep his body clean. He wants to stay away from prostitutes. He wants to stay away from heroin and cocaine and all these substances. He wants to stop drinking, but he can't. He's struggling with it. He's been to rehab maybe 2 times or 3 times. He has completed the whole course of rehabilitation, stayed sometimes for months and sometimes years, but fell back into it. So this is a struggle. Yeah. It's not somebody who loves this thing. It's somebody who is weak and is struggling with this thing.
You know what, my brother?
Yes, Pastor.
That is a sign that the Holy Spirit is still working in you. When you are struggling, when you are having that struggle in you, it shows that the Holy Spirit is still speaking with you and or speaking to you, and you can hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? When you are dead into these addictions and you can't hear God, there is no sense of guilty. There is no sense of shame. You will not even put any effort to fight this. But as long as the Holy Spirit is still active in your life, you will have those shameful moments, high senses of guilty, you know, those things that will be, troubling you. It shows that the Holy Spirit is active.
So will I be saved even though I am full of substances in my bloodstream?
You can be saved, man. You can be saved.
Okay. So
I don't want to say you will be saved, you will not be saved. You know, that's not for me to say. You know, that's prerogative to God, not me as a human being, you know. Yeah.
Do we have any biblical guidance here, Pastor? I appreciate the answer, but I was wondering if you have any biblical guidance to point to us that causes the pastor to say you can be saved. Because that's literally the question for today. Can someone be saved and still struggle with addiction? So the pastor has given this answer that says, yes, you can be saved. Does the pastor have a biblical, you know, just to tie it up with a nice bow to say, thus saith the Lord? Does the pastor have a Bible-based answer or a verse in the Bible that supports this view?
Well, you know, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, is it 1 Corinthians chapter 9? It should be 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Which verse would you like us to read, Pastor?
Sorry. I'm now...
I can read it for you. Just tell me which verse. I'll read it for you, Pastor.
Oh yes, that verse from Paul, which says, "I thrive, you know, for the goal."
Which verse is that, Pastor?
Let me check here. Yes, I was talking of Philippians chapter 3, verse 14.
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
So, you know, this verse actually narrates to us that this is a process, you know, of character building. It's a process of character building. So for one who's still alive, just like Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5, you know, there is still hope to those who are alive, you know, but those who are dead know nothing and they can't do anything, you know.
For a living dog
is better than a dead lion, you know. As long as one is still alive, there is hope. There is hope. They can be saved. Only if they thrive towards the mark.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's take the pastor's answer. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. We're grateful to the Lord. He kept the network stable today, and we were able to get you through. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Mfundis.
May God bless you, man.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.